Sport on RTE Radio 1.
There you go. It's the theme tune for Des.
Morning, Anya. Fantastic result for Shamrock Rovers last night. We have to begin with this story. Probably the best achievement ever by a League of Ireland team in Europe. They've preserved their unbeaten run in the UEFA Conference League. A great second half performance against Rapid Vienna earned them a 1-1 draw. Johnny Kenny with the 55th minute equaliser. The result, coming against a side who had won their opening three games, virtually guarantees now the Rovers will be the first side to reach the knockout phase of the European competition, earning them 5 million in prize money so far this season. The Rovers manager Stephen Bradley said they fully deserved the draw. They had a tough first half, they were under a lot of pressure, but they changed things around in the second half. They decided to be more positive, more attacking, press higher up the field, and they were awarded with Johnny Kenny's goal, and he might have scored again as Rovers more than matched the Austrians in the second half. We'll hear from Stephen Bradley, the Rovers manager, later in the programme. Elsewhere, Larne were beaten 1-0 away to Olimpia Ljubljana in Slovenia. The Conference League table after last night sees Chelsea at the top. They had a 2-0 win in Heidenheim. In the Europa League, Manchester United came from 2-1 down to win 3-2 against Bodø Glimt of Norway. Rasmus Højlund scored twice to hand Ruben Amorim his first victory at Manchester United. Højlund could indeed have had a hat-trick. He was pulled down by the Norwegian side's goalkeeper after dispossessing him inside a minute, but Garnacho was on hand to stick the ball in. But Højlund was still the hero. This is how he feels about playing under Ruben Amorim.
Obviously it's going to take time, but I think we could already see now today some patterns, and it's getting better. But obviously Manita needs time. We get into the season after a difficult start. So yeah, now it's just for us to sort of build on it. And for me, I think the system reminds me a little bit about how I played in Atalanta with 3-4-3. And it suits me very well.
Yeah, Spurs were denied victory. Mats Hummels scored a late goal for Roma to secure a 2-2 draw. Heung-min Son and Brennan Johnson scored for Spurs. Rangers had a remarkable 4-1 win away to Nice. Rangers have 10 points on the table. They're now 8th. And the Irish women's national team play Wales in Cardiff tonight. A big game. The first leg of a playoff to qualify for next year's European Championships. The second leg is in Dublin on Tuesday. Ireland are bidding to qualify for the second major championship in succession, and the match is live on RTE2 and 2FM. Northern Ireland face Norway in Larne. Well, the Irish rugby team will have their captains run today ahead of the Australia game tomorrow. The provincial sides are back in URC action this weekend, just 1 week out now from the start of European competition. Tonight, Ulster hosts Leinster in Belfast. Jack Conan returns from injury to captain Leinster. Harry Byrne will start it out half, and you can watch the game live on the RTE player at 7:35. Now, with that Ireland-Australia game tomorrow, Michael Corcoran has been talking to Irish back row Josh van der Fleer about where the Irish team stand after three games in 3 weeks.
We're in a good place. We've made a lot of progress, and I think throughout the three games so far, we've played a lot of really good rugby. There's been some really, really good bits. But we just, I suppose, the first couple of games, we hadn't really put it together. It was much better on the weekend, but we'll need to be coming with a complete performance, trying to get... Obviously, nothing will be perfect, but try get as close to a well-rounded performance as we can this weekend, because we'll definitely need it against a very, very, very good Australian team.
You mentioned their coach, Josh, met a man who most people are very well acquainted with. I mean, what does he bring as a coach, particularly on a week like this?
Yeah, he's a very good coach, as everyone in Ireland knows. I think he brings great attention to detail. Sure, every area of the game will have been well thought out, and obviously we in his time here in Ireland, we came very used to the trick plays and line out and scrum strike plays that he came up with. So I'm sure there'll be a few of those coming our way, but we've got some good prep done for that, and yeah, he's a world class coach. We all know that. So there'll be a very well drilled team, and we can expect to see them at their best on the weekend.
Can I ask you, Cian Healy's involved this weekend. He will become the most capped Irish player of all time. I mean, him as a professional, as an individual, as a teammate.
I don't know how you'd put into words on the spot. He's an incredible guy. I think aside, everyone kind of sees the rugby player he is, I suppose, what he puts out in the field. He's obviously been absolutely amazing player, unbelievable for... many, many years now. I'd have to think back, but a lot of years he's been around. But I think above all else, anyone who's played with him or knows him, he's a wonderful character. He's one of the nicest lads you'll meet. He's the ideal teammate, I suppose. Really good guy, and I think what's nice, he's really nice as well, is he's so humble. He probably won't like the attention of it. Some people would love that kind of thing, but it almost makes it even nicer. It makes it more rewarding to see him getting an accolade like that. So yeah, it'll be a very special day, hopefully.
That's Josh van der Fleer, and that match will be live on RT 2FM tomorrow, because, of course, the election coverage will be on Radio 1. Shane Dowling in Gaelic Games is set to make an extraordinary comeback to Intercounty Hurling 4.5 years after retiring from the Limerick setup. He had to retire as an outfield player because of an injury at the age of 27. He'll now return as one of the goalkeepers in the absence of Nicky Quaid, who's out injured for the season. In tennis, world number 2 and 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek has accepted a 1-month suspension after testing positive for a banned substance. She said it was an error. We'll have more on that later. And we have two race meetings today. They're at Thurles and Dundalk.